Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadam, Shir Sponsor, Lunishmas, Am Yaakov Shom, Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abaso, Daf Kufei. The Gemara in this Daf brings the opinion of Tfois Lashon Achron. When I have two Lashonis that contradict each other, do I take the last Lashon? There's a beautiful word of the Taz based on this Gemara. In the beginning of Chumash, it says that Kosh Baruch Hu ordered the Adama to bring out trees, and the way the trees should bring is Eitz Pri Oisepri, eighths of a fruit, creating a fruit. But then it says, "Vatoitza haaretz." What do the haaretz do? Eitz oisepri, not etz pri oisepri, etz oisepri only. So says the Rashi there in the name of Chazal. In the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Etz pri oisepri, shietama etz ketama pri." That the tree should also have a taste of a fruit. Meaning, not only the fruit will taste like a fruit, but the branches will also taste like a fruit. The Adama did not listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The etz made a fruit, but the etz itself was not a fruit. That's the reason that Adama got a klola, rura Adama, when the Adama Rishon did the chet. So the Mefarshim are bothered. What does it mean that Adama did not listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Adama doesn't have a Yetzer. Why does it not just listen to the orders that got from Hashem? So the Maharal over there in the Guraye speaks by Arichus, and he says, Dvarim nifloi me'oit. He says, it's not that the Pshat Adomo changed the Tzivir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on purpose. It means that this reflects the difference between the Adomo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adomo represents the world down here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Adomo, there's a distance, there's automatic distance that is embedded in the world. The world, so to speak, is far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore automatically will not be able to completely follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions. This chisaron that the Tachtonim have is just ingrained in it. And this is really connected to Chet Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon also, it was ingrained in him that he wasn't following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction. There was a chet as well. When he was punished for the fact that he's far away from Hashem and doesn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's reflected because he has a Yetzirah, because he has a Mashpim, but it means he's not as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Adama, which also did not follow the instruction because it was far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was punished as well. Continues Maral and says that's bad. It's not Stam, that this is where it was reflected. Because the fruit represents the end game. That represents the Adama, which is the result. The branches represent the Hashpah from Shemaim to Haaretz. So the Adama created a perfect fruit, but not a perfect branch. It created a perfect result, but not a perfect connection. To reflect the fact that the Adama has a problem, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means that it did not listen to the Tzivur Hashem gave her. That's the Pshat of the Maharal. But the Taz over there in the Divrei David on Rashi, he explains the reason why the Adama did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Adama heard the words Eitz Pri, Oisei Pri. It seemed to be a contradiction. Is the Eitz Pri, or it's making a fruit? Is the Eitz itself a fruit, or is it going to create a fruit? So because of the contradiction, it held like the Adama in our Gemara, Tfois Loshon Achron. Says it's Loshon Achron, it's Oisei Pri. So that's what it did. Eitz Oisei Pri. It was a mistake of the Adama that the Adama did not understand it means both. Eitz Pri and Oisei Pri. Because it was Noiket Tfois Loshon Achron. You could say that the Taz also connects to the Guraye. That because of the distance of the Adama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it did not really understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from it. And therefore it held it was a stira and Tfois Loshon Achron as we saw here in our sugya. We'll just end with what I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zitzal on this inyan, that the fruits, what is the fruits? Is the reward for mitzvahs that a person does. Adam oichel per seyem boilam hazeh. Is the reward? The reward is very enjoyable. That's the whole idea of a sachar. What is the anofim? The anofim represents the actual doing of the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you get rewarded. In this world, doing the mitzvah doesn't have the same pleasure and hanoh as the reward. A mitzvah itself is like a branch, doesn't have a taste. Lasid lavoi, we will enjoy the mitzvah itself as well. Rav Moshe added that the chassidim, what they brought to the world, is that there's anah, there's geshmakai from the doing of the mitzvah itself as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.